This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Scientists who studied a big COVID-19 outbreak in Massachusetts have uncovered a dispiriting setback in the United States' fight against the virus. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
About three-quarters of the more than 900 cases on Cape Cod were in fully vaccinated people, and they carried about the same amount of virus as the unvaccinated. That could upend thinking about how the virus spreads, since vaccinated people who previously got infected were thought to have low levels of virus, which they were unlikely to pass on. The research was key in the CDC recommending vaccinated Americans resume wearing masks indoors in places where the Delta variant's fueling surges. The authors say that should be expanded to the entire country. At the White House, spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says that'll be up to the CDC. And the takeaway for now,
we need more people to get vaccinated. That's the answer.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The response has been mixed to President Biden's new push to get Americans vaccinated. AP's Ed Donahue explains.
There have been lotteries and prize drawings, and the president says keep it up.
With incentives and mandates, we can make a huge difference and save a lot of lives.
In New York City, the incentive is $100 for any resident gets a first dose of a coronavirus vaccine at a city-run site. The $100 got Jay Vogtnoe's attention.
Well, I was waiting for it. I knew they were going to do it, so I just waited. I'm not worried about much.
The governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, says the vaccine message has reached a saturation level where people start to tune you out. She doesn't plan to offer incentives. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds said no as well. Less than half of people in both states are fully vaccinated. I'm Ed Donahue.
Visit VOAnews.com for more. This is VOA News. Israel's foreign minister is blaming Iran for an attack on a tanker that left two of its crew members, a Briton and a Romanian, dead. Foreign Minister Yair Lapid said in a statement Friday that Iranian terrorism was responsible for the attack Thursday. There was no immediate reaction by Iran to the Israeli accusation. London-based Zodiac said on its website the attack on the Liberian-flagged Japanese-owned ship was suspected piracy, adding that it was still under investigation. Zodiac, which is owned by the wealthy Israeli Ofer family, said the ship was sailing under the control of its crew and on power to a safe location with a U.S. naval escort. The United Nations says its compound in Herat, Afghanistan, was attacked Friday with rocket-propelled grenades and gunfire, killing an Afghan police guard and wounding other officers. Deborah Lyons, the head of the UN assistance mission in Afghanistan, called the attack deplorable. The United States also condemned the attack. The Taliban said in a statement that UN personnel could have been caught in a crossfire between its fighters and government forces, but the UNAMA compound in Herat was not under any threat. Intense fighting around the city has been ongoing since late Wednesday. The Justice Department, in a reversal, says the Treasury Department must provide the House Ways and Means Committee former President Donald Trump's tax returns, apparently ending a long legal showdown over the records. In a memo dated Friday, Justice's Office of Legal Counsel said the committee chairman has invoked sufficient reasons for requesting the former president's tax information and that under federal law, Treasury must furnish the information to the committee. During the Trump administration, former Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said he would not turn over the tax returns because he believed they were being sought by Democrats who control the House for partisan reasons. Those who plan to belly up to a bar in San Francisco might want to get their coronavirus vaccinations first. AP's Jennifer King tells us why.
Starting this week, hundreds of bars in San Francisco are banding together and requiring proof of COVID-19 vaccinations or a negative test for customers to come inside and drink, part of a citywide effort by the San Francisco Bar Owner Alliance. Brian Gilbert is the owner of the Sea Star.
So I don't want to take it home to my kid. I don't want any of our customers to take it home to their kids.
Down at the Seven Stills Distillery, customer Adrian Pellin applauds the new policy.
Go for it, and I thank the owner for doing it.
Distillery CEO Tim Obert says locals are thanking them for trying to protect their staff, but they're getting a lot of calls and online complaints from people who don't live in California.
Somebody said I should be tried at the Nuremberg trials.
I'm Jennifer King.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd, VOA.